I would like to thank the elders for allowing me this opportunity to speak this evening. And I'd like to thank Mike for this scripture reading. We'll be referring to that, Hebrews 11. If you want to turn to that, we'll be looking at that again. And I'd like to thank Cameron. The song for the lesson fits in with our lesson very well. This evening, I would like for us to look at the life of Moses, the Old Testament prophet, who the Lord called to serve as the leader of Israel and bring the children of Israel out of the bondage of Egypt. The title for our lesson is A Faithful Servant. I hope we can learn from some of the qualities of Moses' character, that some of the qualities that we need to possess as well, or to develop to be pleasing as a servant of God. Even though we are under the new covenant today, there are still some principles that we can learn from the Old Testament. Romans 15:4, for whatever was written in former days was written for our instruction, that through endurance and through the encouragement of the scriptures we might have hope. I will be reading mostly from the English Standard Version this morning and this afternoon, and some from the King James Version. Moses was a man of strong faith and a great leader. But when the Lord first called him to be leader and spokesman of Israel, Moses felt that he was not qualified. He felt that the Lord was placing too great a challenge upon him. Moses had a deep reverence for the Lord, but at first, he did not have the trust in the Lord that would come as he would see firsthand the power of God. In Exodus chapters 3 and 4, we have when the Lord calls Moses to be the leader of Israel. And there's an interesting discourse between God and Moses, almost like a debate. In Exodus 3:11, but Moses said to God, who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and bring the children of Israel out of Egypt? Moses would continue to make excuses about why he was not suitable, including that he was not eloquent of speech. He pleaded with God to find someone else. In Exodus 4:13, but he said, oh my Lord, please send someone else. The Lord would call Aaron, Moses' brother, to be Moses' spokesman. God would speak to Moses, Moses to Aaron, and Aaron to the people. Moses and Aaron both would go before Pharaoh. Moses would grow in faith and become an outstanding leader over time. Today, God calls everyone through the gospel. Today, we are called to repentance and to serve God. In Acts 17:30-31, the times of ignorance God overlooked, but now he commands all people everywhere to repent, because he has fixed a day on which he will judge the world in righteousness by a man whom he has appointed. And of this he has given assurance to all by raising him from the dead. True repentance is not easy. It means more than merely expressing sorrow over our past sins. It means that we have to admit to ourselves and to God that we are sinners and we are on the wrong path. We have to turn around our whole direction in life from following a self-centered worldly life to a life of self-denial and sacrifice to God. Being a Christian is the most challenging task we will ever undertake. It also is the most rewarding if we remain faithful to God. As we learn more about God from studying his word, as we spend more time in prayer, we will become stronger in the faith. The Apostle Paul, who suffered so much in the cause of Christ, said in Philippians 4:13, the New King James Version reads, "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." In Romans 8:31 and 32, Paul said, What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also with him give us all things? Paul implores Christians to live a life of sacrifice to God. In Romans 12:1-2, "I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." In Acts chapter 26, when Paul was before King Agrippa, telling him about his conversion to Christ, he said in Acts 26:19-20, "Therefore, O King Agrippa, I was not disobedient to the heavenly vision, but declared first to those in Damascus, then in Jerusalem, and throughout all the region of Judea, and also to the Gentiles, that they should repent, turn to God, performing deeds in keeping with their repentance." Moses was a prophet and a lawgiver of the Old Covenant. Moses is commended by God. He is included in the heroes of faith in Hebrews chapter 11. Let's read again Hebrews 11:24-29. "By faith, Moses, when he was grown up, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to be mistreated with the people of God than to enjoy the fleeting pleasures of sin. He considered the reproach of Christ greater wealth than the treasures of Egypt, for he was looking to the reward. By faith, he left Egypt, not being afraid of the anger of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible. By faith, he kept the Passover and sprinkled the blood, so that the destroyer of the firstborn might not touch them. By faith, the people crossed the Red Sea as on dry land, but the Egyptians, when they attempted to do the same, were drowned. It was Moses, along with Elijah, who appeared on the Mount of Transfiguration with Jesus, Matthew chapter 17. Moses was a larger-than-life character to us. He did many miraculous deeds through the power of God. He led the nation of Israel out of Egypt. He parted the Red Sea. He made water to come forth out of a rock. And he fed the people manna from heaven. Moses had a number of qualities of character that made him a good servant of God. He grew up in the house of Pharaoh's daughter. He would have had a good education in the court of Pharaoh. He could have risen high in the service of Pharaoh, or perhaps even become the next Pharaoh if he had wanted to. He was loyal, and he had love and concern for his brethren, the children of Israel. He would choose to lead the people of God rather than to sit at the seat of power in Egypt, which was a very evil and idolatrous nation. He chose to live a righteous life, a life of sacrifice, rather than partake of a life of privilege, material wealth, and sinful indulgence in Egypt. Let's consider three traits of Moses' character in his service to God that stand out. These are his faith, his humility, and his wholehearted loyalty to God. Just as Moses did, we must approach God with faith, with humility, and a wholehearted commitment to the Lord. First, let's consider faith. In Hebrews 11:6, "And without faith, it is impossible to please him. For whoever would draw near to God must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who seek him." Where does faith begin? It begins with the hearing of the word of God. Romans 10:17. So faith comes from hearing, and hearing through the word of Christ. When we look at the Hebrews 11 again, 24 through 29, we see that Moses acted upon his faith. Moses had a very comfortable life in the household of Pharaoh's daughter. It must have been a temptation to Moses to remain in Egypt with all his comfort, wealth, and prestige. But he chose instead, by faith, to lead the children of Israel and directly oppose Pharaoh, who probably was the most powerful ruler in the world at that time. Verse 26 of Hebrews 11 says, "He was looking to the reward." Moses was seeking an eternal reward, a heavenly home. Moses like the other heroes of faith mentioned in Hebrews chapter 11, considered himself a pilgrim on the earth and was looking beyond his stay in the world to be with God in eternity. Hebrews 11:16, but as it is, they desire a better country, that is, a heavenly one. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared for them a city. For us today, unless we act upon our faith and obey the gospel, our faith will not save us. Just mental assent that Jesus is Christ is not enough. During Jesus' earthly ministry, many did not believe in him, despite the miracles he performed before them. There were, however, those, even in authority, who did believe in him. It says in John 12:42, nevertheless, many even of the authorities believed in him, but for fear of the Pharisees, they did not confess it, so that they would not be put out of the synagogue. For they love the glory that comes from man more than the glory that comes from God. The faith of those authorities would not save them because they would not act upon it. Their fear of men was greater than their reverence and fear of God. James chapter 2 discusses the type of faith we must have. In verse 19 of James 19, of James chapter 2, you believe that God is one, you do well. Even the demons believe and shudder. Then James gives us two examples of faith from the Old Testament. Abraham, who would offer his son on the altar as God commanded, and Rahab, the prostitute, who would hide the Israeli spies in safety. James sums up the type of faith we must have in two verses. James 2:24. You see that a person is justified by works and not by faith alone. In James 2:26, for as the body apart from the spirit is dead, so also faith from works is dead. James is not saying that we earn our salvation. No one is saved except by the grace of God. But we must have an obedient faith, and we must remain faithful to the end. Jesus said in Revelation 2:10, be faithful unto death, and I will give you the crown of life. Next, let's look at Moses' attitude of humility and what the Bible says about this character trait. Numbers 12:3. Now the man Moses was very meek, more than all people who were on the face of the earth. God gave Moses great authority and power. The many miracles that Moses did through the power of God were awesome. But Moses did not let all the authority and power go to his head. He remained a humble servant of the Lord. Moses humbly submitted to the will of God. He was teachable. He would listen to the Lord and do his best to carry out the commandments of God. Moses was not hard-headed like most of the Israelites. Most of the Israelites would be condemned by God because they were stubborn and refused to listen to him. They rebelled against God and went their own way and descended into idolatry. Eventually, most of the Israelites became just as corrupt as the Gentile nations around them. Humility allows us to deny ourselves and see that we need God to direct our path and that he knows what is best for us. Jeremiah 10:23. I know, O Lord, that the way of man is not in himself, that is not in man who walks to direct his steps. Psalms 25:8-9. Good and upright is the Lord. Therefore, he instructs sinners in his way. He leads the humble in what is right and teaches the humble his way. Proverbs 15:33. The fear of the Lord is instruction in wisdom, and humility comes before honor. Psalm 51:17. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart, O God, you will not despise. Micah 6:8. He has told you, O man, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you but to do justice and to love kindness and to walk humbly with your God. In Matthew chapter 5, Jesus gives us the Beatitudes. The very first Beatitude, Matthew 5:3. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. The apostle Peter stressed the importance of the attitude of humility for Christians toward God and fellow man. 1 Peter 5:5-7. Likewise, you who are younger, be subject to the elders. Clothe yourselves, all of you, with humility toward one another. For God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, so that at the proper time he may exalt you, casting all your anxieties on him, because he cares for you. Last, I'd like for us to consider Moses' loyalty. Moses' loyalty was foremost to God and also to his brethren. When one of the Pharisees asked Jesus, which is the greatest commandment? Jesus' response is recorded in Matthew 22:37-39. Jesus, in his response, quotes from Deuteronomy 6:5, the great commandment. Matthew 22, beginning in verse 37. And he said to him, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the great and first commandment. Verse 39. And a second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. 1 John 5:1-3. Everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ has been born of God. And everyone who loves the Father loves whoever has been born of him. By this we know that we are children of God, when we love God and obey his commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not burdensome. Moses demonstrated the love of God and of his fellow man. He would faithfully obey the commandments of God. The children of Israel complained against God and demonstrated a lack of faith, despite the many miracles God did through the hand of Moses. More than once, God thought to destroy them for their lack of faith, but Moses would intercede for them and plead with God not to destroy them. In Exodus 32, Moses was on Mount Sinai receiving the Ten Commandments from God. When Moses delayed coming down from the mountain, the children of Israel became impatient and unfaithful. They prevailed upon Aaron, Moses' brother, to make a golden calf for them to worship. God became so angry with the Israelites that he thought to destroy them. Exodus 32, 9 through 11. And the Lord said to Moses, I have seen this people, and behold, it is a stiff-necked people. Now therefore, let me alone, that my wrath may burn hot against them, and I may consume them, in order that I may make a great nation of you. But Moses implored the Lord his God and said, O Lord, why does your wrath burn hot against your people, whom you brought out of the land of Egypt with great power and a mighty hand? Moses went on to plead with God not to destroy them. The Lord listened to Moses' pleas. Exodus 32:14. And the Lord relented from the disaster that he had spoken of bringing on his people. Moses was not perfect. He was not without sin. When Moses struck the rock, rather than speak to it as God commanded in Numbers 20:8, the Lord punished him and would not allow him to cross over the Jordan into the promised land. But Moses, on the whole, followed the Lord faithfully all the days of his life with an undivided loyalty. I haven't spoken this evening about becoming Christian. If you're not a Christian, you have that opportunity. If you believe that Christ is Son of God, willing to repent, willing to confess Christ before this crowd, you can be baptized into Christ for the forgiveness of your sins and begin a new life. Or if you are a Christian and you would like the prayers of this congregation, won't you come as we stand and sing?